Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, I taught that sometimes there may need to be something that needs to be done to prove that a person is truly repentant. Follow along as we start there today. Now, if that person really wants forgiveness, they better do what the prove it is, whatever it is, do it, unless it's just something that is abominable to God and it's wrong in God's sight and sin, then you do it. For an example, man says, well, she's got to get drunk with me, or we got to have a wife swap or something like that. Then he's wrong, and no, they don't do that. But not necessarily that it's super spiritual. But whether it's on the job or in a home or in some other type of a thing, a church setting, sometimes there are just certain things that need to be done to show that the person is serious, because they've fallen before and you want to see that they're serious about getting this thing right. And it may not be a one-time thing. It may take months, it may take a year or two to get things straight in that situation. I'm just saying, though, that the forgiveness must be there, and yet there must be a verification that it's real, that a person really wants forgiven, and sometimes that's the way it happens. So again, this is where the rubber meets the road. Sometimes we're harboring a bitter root within us, and so, as our text here in 1 John 3:14, we know that we have passed from death into life because we love the brethren. That is now being challenged. Now, you say, well, is that important? The Lord said in Mark chapter 12, verse 30, that the most important commandment of all commandments is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your body, with all your mind. He said the second one is likened to it, love your neighbors yourself. He says, on these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. So what he's saying, the most important of all commandments, I mean, you think the Ten Commandments. Do you think of all the 600 some odd commandments in the Old Testament and the many commandments in the New Testament? He said that the most important is this thing of love. So what do you think, that if loving God with your all, which would include being an obedient Christian, if we break the commandment that is the most important to him, that which is most important to him, if we break that commandment, then is that the greatest sin? And yet he forgives us. And we break that commandment probably on a daily basis. So again, if God will forgive a repentant person, even though they've had to come back time and time and time again, many times over the same sin, should not we forgive them? There have been people that have fought things such as tobacco addiction. That's a sin. And they fought it. And they lost. They confess it. They try again. They confess it. They try again. They confess it. They try again. They're truly sorry for the sin. Somehow they get tempted. They give in. And a lot of times that happens in sin. But God will forgive them each time. And he'll help them if you'll let him. So again, Mark 11:25. And when you stand praying, forgive, if you have aught against any, that your Father also, which is in heaven, may forgive you your trespasses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your trespasses. So you won't forgive a brother or sister in Christ. Don't expect God to forgive you of your sin when you come to him confessing and asking forgiveness if you won't forgive that brother or sister that has come to you confessing and asking forgiveness. So again, although there are some consequences of sin that come about, forgiveness must be in our heart and it must be extended. That's God's way. So again, don't harbor that bitter root within that will not allow the Lord to rekindle a love in your heart, be it for a spouse, child, a parent, or another believer in Jesus Christ. Remember, use wisdom. Zacchaeus gave back fourfold. Peter three times was told to feed my sheep after he had denied the Lord three times. To feed the Lord's sheep was to teach them the word, to stand up for Jesus. We are told to repent, and when a Christian repents, he is turning from whatever it was. The elder son of the prodigal's father was told, all he has was his. That erring brother, if he accepts the forgiveness, would be under the elder brother. Now you think about that. Here's this elder brother, and he has worked hard and he has given his best for his dad. This younger brother asks for his part of the inheritance. He gets it, goes out and spends it on wine and women and foolishness, and he ends up in a pigsty. He comes to himself and he says, I'll go back to my father to be a servant in his house. Even the lowest servant is better than living in this pigsty and eating what the hogs eat. Well, when his dad sees him coming afar off, he has a fatted calf. He kills for him. They have a big thing. He puts on a robe on him and he puts a nice ring on him. Now you'd say, well, there's no consequence in that, was there? Oh, yeah. See, the elder son saw it. All he could see was the party. All he could see is the happiness in welcoming back the brother. So when he complains to his dad, won't have anything to do with it, his dad says, well, looky here, son. And let's just imagine he takes him to a huge closet. Son, I gave your brother a garment. But all the garments in his closet are yours. Then he takes him to a big jewelry box. He says, son, I gave him a ring on his finger. But look at all this jewelry. It's yours. Son, I gave him a job. But son, this land and all that's on it belongs to you. He's working for you. Now, can you imagine him telling his younger brother, after he knows that, the next day when the party's over and they wake up in the morning, it's time to go to work. And that younger brother has to go to his older brother. And his older brother says, okay, brother, get behind that ox there and do the plowing. Just imagine that it's one of those Corvettes you used to drive. And imagine that ox is really that pretty girl you used to be with. And imagine what you're smelling is the perfume, and when you stop to get a drink of that hot, warm water, that's just that wine and beer. Now, I don't think the brother did that, but the brother did have to get his perspective to see his younger brother lost so much. And even though he's forgiven, even though he is forgiven and restored to fellowship, he doesn't get the reward. What a shame when you get to heaven and go empty-handed, ashamed at his appearing. At least this young man repented. And just like the prodigal's father forgave him, you just need to be the one that has forgiveness in your heart. Now, some things are really hard to forgive and forget. And you won't forget it. And yet you can forget by not ever allowing it to rob you of your joy and peace. Now, You may not be able to trust a person, but you can still treat them with love and dignity and kindness. But don't put them in the position of a trust that they have betrayed in the past, especially if it's multiple times. And yes, you'll need God's grace, which is much greater than your own grace, but is also the grace that you need from God to be right with God. Now we see the evidence against us when we don't love the brethren. Now, again, he says, verse 14, we know that we have passed from death unto life because we love the brethren. That's the evidence of a person passing from death unto life. But now let's see the evidence on the other foot. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. This is evidence when we don't love the brethren. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 15, it says, love not the world, neither the things that are in the world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not in him. Now, God says, the love of the Father is not in you, it's not in you. Now, you might say, well, hey, I love God. I remember talking to a man years ago, had cheated on his wife. And I pointed out, you know, lose your respect for your children, the trust of your wife, and you lose so much in what you are doing and have done for the fun of a fling. Look what you've lost. Look what you've lost. And the main thing you've lost is respect and trust. Now, I can say in that one particular case, the wife did restore him, although there were problems with the children after that. Now, folks, don't allow the emotions that the world would have in similar circumstances be the ones that rule you. There are people who will step over whoever they need to step over in order to get what they want, even if it is vengeance. That's a person that does not love the Lord. He that loveth not his brother abideth in death. And we're going to say more about that word death here in just a few moments. But that person abides in the world. The world, you might say, their principles are vengeance. Their principles is to hold it against someone. Their principles is continued anger. Their principles is an unforgiving spirit.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my